First, Wisconsin's unemployment rate is low. Governor Walker has pointed to the number as evidence and said common sense conservative reforms are working here in the state.
Even with those low unemployment numbers, new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance finds that a number of Wisconsin counties are still struggling post-recession, and a looming workforce shortage could be a reality for some counties down the road.
Todd Berry is the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Their new report is called Falling Behind: Post-Recession Recovery Leaves Out Some Counties. Todd, good to have you back.
Well, good to be back. Thank you.
Todd, which parts of Wisconsin are lagging behind the general state recovery?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't seem to matter whether you look at declining enrollment, school districts, job growth, population growth, labor force growth, residential property values, or even unemployment rates, and you put those on a map of Wisconsin, and the same counties tend to pop up. And so you can pretty much draw a line across the north, the northern third of the state. There's a region in central Wisconsin below Stevens Point and, you know, above Madison that is also weak. And then you can look to parts of southwest Wisconsin as well, where all of those measures tend to lag.
Right, and when we talk about the economic struggles of those regions, what does that look like? How does it manifest in those counties?
Yeah, well, when you look at, and this is really the reason we did this report, there's a lot of talk by state officials, both parties, about, you know, what is our job growth? Is it fast? Is it slow? I mean, Wisconsin will always have job growth that grows less fast than the rest of the country, and but our peaks and valleys around recessions aren't as bad. But the problem with talking about statewide numbers, as I suggested, is that they hide a lot. And when you start digging into these areas that I mentioned, they lag on all these various measures, but they also tend to lack some things, which I guess I could summarize as they're isolated. They lack access to four-lane highways. They lack penetration of high-speed internet. Not that they don't have it, but not everybody has it. They also pretty much uniformly don't have four-year university or college campuses. And so these tend to be areas that don't have large urban centers. If you look at these counties that are lagging the most of them have a major village or city that has fewer than 10,000 people or 5,000. So they're not, you know, they're rural, they're not urban, and then they're really not in touch in an access sense with the rest of the state the way you know, the suburbs of Milwaukee are, or Dane County area, or a good part of western Wisconsin.
Now, when we talk about economic policy, as you said, we talk about these statewide numbers, and mm-hmm. if you look at the statewide numbers, you may come away thinking, yeah, things are pretty good for the state of Wisconsin. Is there a flaw in looking at just the state numbers?
Well, that's what we're really saying, and that we've got to look a little bit more carefully, and you know, when you have a unemployment rate last year under 3% in Dane County, and you have a unemployment rate more than double that in Iron County in northern Wisconsin, and, you know, Menominee County, even higher unemployment, you really have not one state economy, but three, four, five, six regional economies. And by the way, one area that I neglected to mention is sitting over in Milwaukee and Racine County is also a pocket that tends to lag on most of these measures. So it isn't just an urban-rural thing.
And what do you think needs to happen to address that? If we talk about, again, mm-hmm. lawmakers setting policy for the state, the conservative reforms that Governor Walker is talking about, those apply statewide. How do we dig in and do a more personalized approach?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we've got to realize we have a problem. And I don't think there's widespread sense of that. And part of it is when you look at the number of state representatives or state senators who represent these areas, there just aren't very many districts in these pockets. And so even if they're talking loudly about their problems, there aren't enough of them. So we need to know there's a problem. We need to listen to the people that are trying to tell us that. Clearly, we're not going to go out and build more four-year university campuses, but we certainly can ensure that these more isolated areas have access to post-secondary education through internet, high-speed kinds of stuff. That is, I would say the internet is more important than anything because it is also what is going to keep households with younger parents in these areas because they can hold jobs where the employers are elsewhere in the state or even the region, and they can work from home and have the kind of high-speed communication they need to do so. That, of course, is going to keep the younger parents with their kids in these hometowns, which will help the school enrollments, which is part of this whole problem. School enrollments statewide peaked in 2003, but they've really tumbled most in these parts of the state I mentioned. And the big concern in these smaller outstate communities is if we lose our school, we've lost our community identity, we've lost our ability to attract and keep families here and so forth. Just as an aside, we did a survey earlier this year of 600 village and city officials, which all the cities and villages in the state, and we're not talking rural towns, and the number one issue that they said was important for attracting and keeping residents was the quality and presence of schools. And right behind that, by the way, was job availability and employer availability.
We're talking with Todd Barry right now, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, and their new report finds 22 counties in Wisconsin lagging behind the rest when it comes to economic health. And one thing you're getting at with these new numbers and this new look at the state, Todd, is that the labor force down the road in some of these areas looks to be on shaky ground, possibly in the future.
Yeah. And this, of course, is not a new issue. We tried to focus attention of state political and civic leaders on this demographic problem as early as 2004. And now, of course, we're hearing what we were worried about 10, 15 years ago, which is there's going to be labor shortages. And when you look at the parts of the state that have these economic weaknesses, and then you look at their demographic composition, what you find is these are also the parts of the state where the number of people that are 55 to 64, in other words, on the verge of leaving the labor force, greatly outnumber the number of younger people under 16 to 20 or younger. And so as these older folks, baby boomers and so forth, leave the labor force, it's in these areas that they're going to be least able to replace those workers. In these, for instance, across these northern counties, it's quite common that they won't have enough young workers to replace even half of their retirees, whereas a place like Dane County will be, have basically enough to replace all their retiring workers, as will places like St. Croix and suburban Minneapolis and Kenosha, suburban Chicago, and the Fox Valley.
It's interesting. You're talking about all these interlocking pieces, schools being an anchor for the community, high-speed internet so parents can stay there and maybe work remotely, availability of jobs. And it sounds like we need all of these pieces lined up. So what's the right approach?
Well, I think the thing that we could do quickest and really is a proper role for government when you think about it is private businesses haven't been able to provide adequate internet penetration and high speed into these areas, and so it is appropriate for state government to be the one to step in to bootstrap these areas. So I know that folks in state government are talking about this, but we still hear from municipal officials, from school officials in parts of the state, like I've been talking about, that will say, we don't have adequate cell phone coverage. We don't have adequate access to internet.
We're talking to Todd Barry right now, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, and their new analysis finds 22 counties in Wisconsin look to be lagging behind the rest when it comes to economic health.
And we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Does this sound like your community? Do you feel like you're in a part of the state that the recovery didn't show up in after the Great Recession? Do you feel like you're disconnected to the state, literally or figuratively? Not the big roads coming through there, not the high-speed internet. Do you feel like you get attention from state policymakers? What could help? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation in a little bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Todd Barry is with us right now. He's the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. And we're looking at their new analysis, finding 22 counties in Wisconsin lagging behind the rest when it comes to their economic outlook.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this what's going on in your community, in your county? Not enough jobs, not enough workers to fill jobs, declining school enrollment, not really connections, road, highway, internet connections to the rest of the state. What do you need in your community to turn things around and join the economic recovery? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we go to our first caller now. We've got Josh on the line in northern Wisconsin. Josh, hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I'm a northern Wisconsin truck driver, and the logging industry's been going slowly downhill. A lot of wood's coming in by rail and by truck from Canada. And all the mills got the loggers in their pocket. They keep the loggers needing money so they can lower the prices, and we can't stop bringing in wood because we need money more than they do. And the last time they increased the amount trucks could haul to make them more efficient, they just cut the rate of wood. They got the benefit. Something should be done with northern Wisconsin logging. It's been spiraling downhill.
Josh, thank you for that. Appreciate it. And Todd, Josh painting a picture of a dwindling lumber economy in northern Wisconsin, one of the anchors traditionally for folks, some people in northern Wisconsin. What do you think about that and how that fits into your big picture?
Well, it's a good point, and it's not a specific industry that we looked at, but one that we did look at was the whole tourism, leisure, hospitality industry, and we have conventionally thought of a line, running along Highway 29 and north as sort of being northern Wisconsin and more vacation kind of area. And yet, after the recession, believe it or not, the employment in this sector is actually down in the northern third to half of the state, while it's up 11% below there. So even in areas of supposed strength, like leisure, hospitality, tourism, this northern area in particular is suffering.
Josh, thanks a lot for calling and sharing your experience with us. And we'll go next to Jim in Rice Lake. Jim, hello.
Hi, I'm also from northern Wisconsin. I'm a white-collar employee. And what I think we've had is since 2010, we've had a one-party state rule. And we in Wisconsin have always had the concept of the Wisconsin idea, the relationship of the university and its innovation and to the economy throughout the state. And this has been lost in the Walker administration because its influences are centered around those of economic power and influence, which is our urban areas. And because of his depriving the university of funds, he's deprived of the Wisconsin idea of benefiting the greater part of the state. And that's why Milwaukee and Dane County are the economic hubs of our community, and places like the North are literally dying on the vine. I'll be interested in your guest response.
Jim, thank you for that. And you talked about the role that four-year college campuses can play to the economic health of a community, of a county. And looking again at the UW system that Jim was getting at there, and the Wisconsin IDEA part of that, the hub of the IDEA at UW system, how does it impact the states if the UW system is facing challenges?
Well, one quick note here, and that is the caller mentioned Madison area in Dane County, and that is certainly an area of strength. And the Milwaukee suburbs are also an area of economic strength. But when you get into Milwaukee County and Racine County, they're actually look economically more like rural central and rural northern Wisconsin. As for the university, this is not a new discussion. If you go back through the last several governors, what you'll find is that in real terms, inflation-adjusted terms, university funding has been basically flat or down for the last 15 years. So, and where has the money been going? Principally, the growth has been fastest in Medicaid, health care for low-income and disabled individuals. That has doubled its size of the budget. So, the university is to some degree competing with other things in the state budget that appear to be more pressing or higher priority to folks in both parties.
But Todd, can you also talk a little bit about why the university or having that access to a four-year campus seems to be important to economic health?
Well, you got to be careful about getting into chicken and egg discussions here. There does seem to be a relationship in that where you see the strongest economies, you see these four-year university campuses. So, Dunn County, Pierce County, Eau Claire County, all relatively strong, all with four-year campuses. La Crosse, the same. Dane, the same. Winnebago, Brown also. Got to be a little careful, though. I mean, were these campuses put here because that's where the political power was, over the last 50 to 100 years? And did they cause something, or were they the result of the fact that this is where the population centers were? But the long and the short of it is, these lagging counties, you look across the North, particularly, there just isn't access to four-year higher education.
Jim, thanks a lot for bringing that up, and we're going to go next to Bill in Spooner. Bill, hi.
Good afternoon. I enjoyed the discussion, and I have a long respect for the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. A lot of the factors, and I'm calling from Spooner, by the way, northern Wisconsin. I suspect Washburn County is one of those that's lagging behind, maybe not as bad as others, but is lagging behind in the economic development. A lot of the factors that are cited, highways, education, four-year, and I'll throw in the state aid formula that is strangling rural primary education. Those are taxes, and as these areas move continually to the right in politics, they're kind of strangling themselves by refusing taxes. Any comments from your guests on how the WTA feels about the state taxes for transportation, the plan to move more two-year campus activities to the four-year campuses, as I understand the governor's proposal, and the way the state aid to primary education is impacting these rural.
Bill, thank you for that. And Todd, Bill wants to know about tax money to boost some of these areas you're talking about.
There's a lot here. The main formula we're talking about here is the school aid formula, and the way this most of the school aid formula works, it tends to direct more money to parts of the state that have low property values. So a place like Milwaukee Public Schools fares fairly well, as do some rural schools in some parts of the state. But an interesting dilemma across much of the North is it tends to be resort vacation area with a lot of lakes and a lot of second home activity. And so you have this is one sort of flaw in Wisconsin school finance that people have been talking about for as long as I have been in and around government, and I'm getting ready to retire. You have areas that are property rich. They have lots of second homes and so forth, but they're second homeowners, and the folks that live there year-round, their incomes are much lower. So the state aid formulas do not adequately help these areas that are relatively property rich but income poor. That, again, is something that legislators have struggled with for a long time. There were attempts by members, particularly Republicans in the Assembly, to try to recognize some of the needs of these kinds of districts, and they did put some things in the budget that ultimately did not get signed.
And we have to leave it there. We're out of time. Todd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Todd Barry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He joined us to talk about their new report. It's called Falling Behind, Post-Recession Recovery Leaves Out Some Counties. And you can share your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page.